SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, a Darwin mother finds home amidst the homelessness crisis thanks to a program funded by the Aboriginal Benefits Account. The government will ask the Fair Work Commission to increase wages in line with inflation. And Newcastle's Leo Thompson faces a one-game ban for tackling the Storm's Pappenhuysen mid-air. Darwin mother says she's feeling lucky despite spending 4 months without a home. Her family is one of 42 to be supported by a new housing affordability program in Darwin, where data shows the rate of homelessness is 12 times higher than any other jurisdiction. It's funded by $20 million from the Aboriginal Benefits Account, and it's hoped the program will make a difference. The wait for social housing in Darwin and Palmerston is now up to 10 years, and housing advocates say it's getting worse. Darwin mother Sarah Lido told SBS Indigenous families are finding it especially hard to find housing.
I would go in with my kids. My Murray wouldn't feel comfortable to come in because I guess, you know, he felt like his appearance would turn them, you know, off us. And because I'm lighter skin, maybe I'd pass as a white person. Yeah, everybody that I know, you know, like, have issues trying to get a house, especially if you're Indigenous. I don't know, we all just sort of feel the same. We're never going to get it. It's going to be really hard to be able to get a house through them.
The government will ask the Fair Work Commission to increase the minimum wage at the same rate as inflation. Labor will make its submission to the Fair Work Commission on Thursday, March 28, as part of the annual wage review. Inflation is sitting at 4.1% as of December last year. Minister for Employment and Workplace Relations, Tony Burke, says wages need to keep increasing to manage cost of living pressures.
People need to be able to keep pace with cost of living. For the last three quarters, we've had real wages growth. We hadn't had three quarters in a row of real wages growth for 5 years. So the fact that we've started to turn the corner doesn't mean that people are, after 10 years of wages flatlining, suddenly feeling that they're now ahead.
The federal government will look to change secrecy laws that criminalise disclosing information from national security agencies. The Independent National Security Legislation Monitor, INSLM, is undertaking a review of security offences to see if the laws are too broad, possibly unduly penalising journalists and whistleblowers. As your boss, Mark Burgess, will give evidence during the public hearing today, along with legal and policy experts and journalists. INSLM head Jack Blight says the laws need to strike the right balance.
Secrecy crimes have a role to play in protecting our national security, but in making laws to empower our police, security and intelligence agencies, it's important that we don't actually undermine the very democracy we're asking them to protect. That's a democracy underpinned by free political communication and free speech, and accountable government, and all of those things are underpinned by a free press.
Almost 20 pro-Palestinian trade unionists were arrested overnight after protesting the arrival of an Israeli shipping company at Port Botany in Sydney. The trade union members were among hundreds of activists demanding state and federal exclusion of Israeli company Zim from Australian ports, as well as the implementation of broader sanctions on Israel. Police say they were responding to an unauthorized protest and arrested 19 people who they allege disobeyed police instructions. One of the speakers at the protest said the presence of riot police is not necessary at a peaceful protest.
That's why they are cracking down on us. Because what we're doing when we're blocking Zim ships, we have a chance of actually disrupting Israel's economy. And they know that. And that's why that they have sent these massive forces, riot police. There was no riot here. There was no riot. It was a picket by the workers. Picket by the workers surrounded by community.
Members of the union are alleging that just 15 minutes after the protest commenced, police moved in and started assaulting protesters. New South Wales healthcare workers will no longer be required to be vaccinated against COVID-19 as the government moves to abandon mandates for the sector. Public health orders mandating health workers to be vaccinated were brought in during the COVID-19 pandemic, and so those who refused either quit or be fired from their position. New South Wales Health Minister Ryan Park says that even though COVID is still circulating, people need to get on with their life. He says that if the order is lifted, those who lost their job in the sector may reapply through the usual recruitment processes. The change in policy, however, is not expected to result in a significant boost in the healthcare workforce, with most of those leaving the sector during the pandemic not citing vaccine requirements as their reason for leaving. In Senegal, several opposition candidates have declared opposition candidate Bassirou Diomaye Faye as the winner after early vote tallies showed him taking the lead. Millions across Senegal voted on Sunday in a delayed presidential election that many hope will mean change after a turbulent political period and violent anti-government protests boosted support for the opposition. Former President Macky Sall has stepped down after his second term in office was tarnished by unrest over the political prosecution of opposition leader Ousmane Sonko, as well as concerns that Mr. Sall wanted to extend his mandate past the constitutional limit. In Bou, the hometown of Mr. Faye, voter Samba Diouf says he has hope in Faye.
If I didn't believe that he could manage the country, I wouldn't vote for him, but I think he can handle the country. I have hope in him. I voted for Diomaye. If I saw someone else, I would have voted for them. We live with Bassirou. He hasn't done anything that would make us vote for him, but we have hope in him.
And Simon Harris is set to become Ireland's youngest ever prime minister after his unopposed election to replace outgoing Leo Varadkar as the leader of the governing Fine Gael party. The 37-year-old became prime minister in waiting on Sunday and has no more than a year to save the coalition from defeat at parliamentary elections. Russia has declared a national day of mourning as piles of flowers continue to grow outside the Crocus City Concert Hall, where 137 people were killed and at least 100 were injured by armed attackers. The Russian Investigation Committee released a video on Sunday showing suspects in the shooting being brought to the Investigation Committee's headquarters in Moscow. Three of the four suspects charged with carrying out the attacks have now admitted guilt to their involvement in the shootings. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris fervently denies Ukraine was involved, instead pointing the finger at an Islamic State-affiliated group who claimed responsibility.
First, let me start by saying what has happened in an act of terrorism and the number of people who've been killed is obviously a tragedy, and we should all send our condolences to those families. No, there is no whatsoever any evidence, and in fact what we know to be the case is that ISIS-K is actually, by all accounts, responsible for what happened.
And back home, bush emergency warnings remain in place across Perth as residents are being warned that they are in danger and that there is a threat to their lives and homes. The Department of Fire and Emergency Services, DFES, has issued a warning telling residents that they need to act immediately to survive. Around 200 firefighters are battling the flames, which started in a state forest west of the Nanga township and have now spread with warnings in places for parts of Blythewood, Coolup, Milan, Nanga Brook, Oakley, Teesdale and Waruna. The DFES says the currently controlled fire is moving slowly in a westerly direction, urging residents to leave if it's safe to do so. And to sport, to rugby league, Newcastle's Leo Thompson is set to miss the Knights' upcoming semi-final rematch against the Warriors after receiving a one-game ban for tackling Melbourne fullback Ryan Papenhuyzen in mid-air. Melbourne Storm coach Craig Bellamy says he isn't fussed by Thompson's contact, adding that he's happy to leave the decision to the match review committee. If Thompson decides to challenge the charge, he risks also missing the round 5 match against St. George Illawarra, as well as the trip to Auckland. Jack Hetherington is the most obvious choice for his replacement if he can recover from his ongoing ankle injury. And now, having a look at the weather around the country, Broome mostly cloudy, 31, Perth sunny, 29, Adelaide much the same, 24, Melbourne partly cloudy, 24, Hobart cloudy, 19, Albury Wodonga sunny, 25, Canberra similar conditions, 27, Wollongong similar conditions as well and 27 degrees, Sydney also sunny, 28, Newcastle same forecast, 29, Brisbane a shower or 2, 26, Townsville a shower and 27, Cairns same forcast, 31, Alice Springs cloudy, 31, Darwin possible shower, 33 degrees, and the Torres Strait Islands are mostly cloudy day ahead and the top of 31 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.